audience participation, and the ground rule is please limit your comments to 5 minutes, a total time of 15 minutes. Anyone here with us interested in speaking? Dr. Guyman.
Yeah. John Guyman, let me say for the record how much a loss Bill Williams' resignation is. I think he's done a great job through some very difficult times, lots of major issues in his, but he was a fair leader and open and dealt, I think, with lots of problems very well in his term. Some major things were addressed, including the services that East Health Hospital was not providing to Islanders, and that got changed with a portion of the budget devoted to those needs, including monies for Planned Parenthood, which has been inadequate for island women. So that was a real step ahead. I think he worked hard to try to bring the budget in line with what is sustainable, and he brought he established a contract with Dr. Sullivan to be the supervising physician for emergency care for the county, settled a contract for Rick Fraser as our new highly talented and experienced interim director of EMS. Rick brings huge experience from different parts of the country over many years. There are still major problems, as we all know, ahead for this new board, and Rick as interim head of EMS, including what transpires with the CIN investigation and what I expect will be major Medicaid cuts all around the country with this administration and a GOP-controlled Congress. So I want to express thanks for all of Bill's leadership and work and during a stressful time, and wish the new board and Rick all the best as you go forward.
Thank you, Dr. Graham. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm John Hinchcliffe. I just want to give a personal thank you to Chief Martin for the work he's done here and the time he's been here. He entered into a difficult spot. He had a great EMS crew, competent, compassionate to work with, and I think he's done fine. I've known Jerry since he was about this tall, I guess. He had black hair at that time, and I know he's always wanted to grow a ponytail and wear a tie-dye t-shirt, so now's the chance. Thank you, Chief Martin.
Thank you, John.
And John was one of the original members, I believe, of the White House, wasn't he?
Yes, correct.
And we thank you, sir, for your participation.
Thank you.
That train is still going down the track, by the way. So. Any other comments? Okay, now we morph into unfinished business. The first item there is the contract for supervising physician for Salmon Island EMS, Dr. Sullivan. And it's my understanding, because of family, very acute and subacute family considerations, that his contract is still in process. Is that correct, Dr. Sullivan?
Yes, I haven't heard anything.
Okay. So we'll take it up at the time that it presents to the board, and we'll go from there. Thank you, sir. The next is the contract for Salmon Island EMS Interim Chief, Mr. Fraser. Annalisa, since you're one of the two liaisons from the board to strike this contract, do you want to lead off in this conversation?
We've submitted a signed contract to Pam this morning, signed by Bill Williams. The Am I allowed to talk about council conversation?
Yes.
The advice from council is that it is not valid unless I have signed it. I recognize the talents of Mr. Frazier, and I also recognize the turmoil of this situation. And in conversation with Chief Martin and the state of the board moving forward, and from what I understand the viewpoint to be from the other commissioners, Jerry has offered to stay on through the merger of fire.
Yes, that is true.
And at this time, that seems to be the best situation. I apologize.
You don't have to. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm in the community. I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think that EMS is very important to all. Mm-hmm. And so it's been my life for 40 years. And I want to make certain that it does the very best that it can. Mm-hmm. So I truly understand.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your attitude and your spirit of cooperation, sir. So it's my understanding, yes, Chief, you want to basically tell us the parameters by which you would stay on as chief, duration, et cetera, et cetera.
The goal is to get this organization, get EMS to merge with fire, and I'd stay on to see that happen.
In that regard, we're anticipating at least 3 to 4 months, probably more.
Probably more. Our attorney says 3 or 4 months. And that depends again to the fire and how we negotiate the contract and what we figure out there. So I think we have a lot of work. This is exciting times for both fire and EMS. I look forward to doing that.
Thank you, sir.
So, Chief, do you intend to rescind your letter of resignation?
Yes, sir, I do.
So I move that we accept that rescission.
Can I hear a second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay, call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
And the other consideration is compensation, benefits, that sort of thing, sir. And I would proffer a motion that we maintain your current salary level and benefits for the duration of your extension.
Second.
So, any questions?
Yeah, you made a motion?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So, I think we're all getting tired.
We're all
is there any discussion concerning that?
No, but we need to have discussion or no discussion. But yeah.
I'm ready to vote.
Okay, very good, sir. I call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Any nays? So very good, Chief Martin. We appreciate the concessions.
That was one motion.
That you and
they
decided
to. No,
that
was two.
They only voted on one.
No, they did.
They only did one vote.
So we have been having many meetings. I think to date. Commissioner Williams, myself, Fire Commissioner Jarman, and then more recently, EMS Chief Martin and Fire Chief Brad Creasy, to discuss the potential merger between Fire District 3 and Salmon Island EMS. And we've accomplished a lot. We started off with just an unbelievably number of questions and no answers. And fortunately, thanks to the talking points provided to us by Chief Martin from the get-go, we stayed along with those talking points, some 3 or 4 pages worth, fleshed them out with opinion, came to a consensus, and published them. Those opinions and notes are made available. We have a bunch of them stacked over wherever you pick up the papers here. In addition to that, there are notes that I took, and I hear I'm even better than Fire Chief Creasy. I haven't heard him admit to that, but just to give you an idea of what the heck we've been talking about in our game plan in terms of moving forward. In that regard, our next meeting is tomorrow at 1:30. So we're really on a fast track and have been on a fast track from day one. And we're going to stay that way because I think it's desirable for so many reasons. And this community, starting with this community, it deserves the merger of District 3 and Salmon Island EMS. That ultimately will allow us to establish a regional fire authority, which will be great for the entire county. So we're all dedicated to that. And in that regard, I think, Dr. Schwinging, you had a motion you wanted to make in terms of a meeting, potential meeting between this board and District 3 board.
Yeah, I think things have reached a point where it makes sense to have a meeting with the Fire District 3 board. And so I make the motion that we so offer to do a meeting with them and to do so within 21 days.
Okay. Can I hear a second?
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Is this open to the public?
Yeah, it's a public meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I would go for public comment too, because you know the public is just starting to learn about this.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the written papers that we made available are just the beginning. There's, like I said, we start off with so many unanswered questions, and we still have a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of considerations with the town, the differential in districts between Fire 3 and San Juan County PhD, and this and that and this and that. They still could be blockaded, but with great motivation, I think we will prevail. So, did you offer a second or just a question?
I offered a second.
Okay, very good. Any discussion?
There has been talk of a community advisory group being part of these talks. There has been talk of a community of advisory group being formed to be part of these talks between Hospital Commission and the Fire Commission. Has that come up in any of your meetings?
Well, the original the origins, and Mark, you can flesh this out better than I can, going back to 2016, in terms of what was known as the White Paper Group, was a community-based group. John was part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen's part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, we could re-elicit that. I would think, just speaking for myself, that having public input, maybe forums, workshops, whatever, to, once we really get a good core that we can hang our hat on, then we open up to public input. I think that's requisite in the name of transparency, but also it's a learning experience for us. You know, we think we know it all, but a lot of times we don't know half of what we think we do. So that's the way they do it. And I think if we do it right, it's not necessarily going to prolong the process. I think we can still fast track it, but with the public's consent. And ultimately, they're going to have to look at the new tax levies, perhaps in the name of Fire 3, with the EMS as a tag along or amalgamation of the two, and this and that. So, in my humble opinion, we need public input from the get go. So,
may I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Given what you just said, the hospital commission is a public agency, the fire commission is a public agency, I'm wondering why any of these meetings are happening in private. I understand there aren't quorums there, but I don't think that makes any difference. This action, if it goes forward, is going to have major implications for the community. Why are all of these meetings not being held in public? And I can understand no public comment, but like work sessions, why are they not open to the public?
Well, I think going forward, it will go exactly in that with that methodology. But you really need to have a NIDAS, a core of information, that a lot of technicalities need to be addressed that really aren't appropriately addressed in the public full-on board-to-board meeting. I think we've reached the point, I think certainly Fire 3 commissioners feel likewise, that now we need to open up to both boards at the same time, open to the public, open to public scrutiny and comment, and therefore going forward probably adopt the same methodology. I'm only speaking for one, as one commissioner for the PhD, all of us need to be in agreement, but I would advocate that.
I'm not sure I heard an answer about the meetings where there is not a quorum of either body.
Well, first of all, we're talking about what happened in the past. By necessity, I think we needed to do that. And it was consented to by this board. It was consented to by Fire 3's board. So that was our call at that time. It's a different situation now, and you know, we need to open it up. Thank you. Any other questions about this? Yes, ma'am. Sharon.
I was under the impression that the meetings and stuff were to discuss the pros and cons, and then the board will decide. Both agencies will decide. It sounds like the decision's already been made.
No, not at all. First of all, these small groups that, as was noted, are not voting blocks. They don't represent either board, or only advisory. And so the ultimate decision will rest at the hands of both Fire District 3's board and San Juan County PhD number 1's board. We will do that independently, but we will confer prior to come to a consensus. So we're basically voting on the same project, if you want to call it that.
So when you're saying this is going to happen in 3 or 4 months and it's on a fast track, that isn't implying there's a decision already made?
No, not at all. I'm saying that the potential of striking a working arrangement, a subsidy agreement akin to what we have with East Island Medical Center, is doable in 3 or 4 months. Okay. This train could get derailed. Case in point is the merging, basically, of the two different operational districts. What Fire District 3 can service in terms of outlying islands only include what's Brown and Pearl. And yet, the PhD's district includes Henry and Spiden and Johns and this and that. So we have some differences, but we have to have some solidarity. And there are a lot of technical considerations that relate to that in terms of surcharging and fee-for-service differential and this and that, that these small little groups have been wrestling with. Well, that's not something that reasonably can be wrestled with in an open session. But the major considerations now, I think we have a good enough grasp on them, so we can address those things in open session with public input. Any other comments or questions from the board?
I would encourage an advisory committee of the public to be very involved with this, especially if we're asking our public for more funding. You know, as an outcome of this merger, I think that would be very important.
You want to offer a motion?
Well, I can't really form a committee, can I?
No, but you can get consent of the board, and then the board can form a committee.
Okay. I move that we form a public committee.
Okay.
To advise on this
merger.
Here a second.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Very good. Open to discussion.
Yeah, the white paper committee was formed to do just that, mm-hmm. to explore the subject without government involvement, mm-hmm. and that committee still exists,
right.
still active. So if we want another committee, I would say no to it, but I would have to question how it fits in with the white paper and so forth. And also I'd suggest or make mention that our resolution tonight to invite discussion on this matter to Fire District 3 has not yet been received by them or answered, mm-hmm. so that's still pending.
So do you know much about the white paper group, the participants in that?
Mm-hmm.
So in your mind, would that constitute a broad enough investigatory committee?
I would think so, with their agreement that they wanted to be involved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I say I fully support this motion. I think, again, in the name of public input, like Mark says, we do have the white paper group. They're very learned people.
Mm-hmm.
And if they consent to continue on, they haven't been terribly involved here lately, but if they continue to be proactive and continue on, then there we have them.
Great.
Okay.
So with regard to this motion, are we proposing a separate committee, an additional committee, or are we...
No, they're basically to approach a white paper committee initially. Okay. If they reject the idea, then a separate committee.
Okay, so we need to revise the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I offer that as a revision to your motions.
Clarification.
The motion was at least.
Okay. Okay,
so,
sorry.
It's fine. So we move to include the White Wizard Committee. If they decline, then we move to create a new one.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So that's a revision to your motion, which has to be voted on separately. So all in favor of the revision?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor of the motion?
Sir, are you in favor or not? Are you in favor?
No, I said aye.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear you.
Yes. So now we have a revised motion that's up for grabs mm-hmm. and for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Motion passes. So did you understand that revision there, Pam?
For clarification, could you restate the motion? You voted to amend the motion. So what is the amended motion for clarification?
Is that we would like to ask the White Paper Committee to be part of our advisory or to be the advisory group.
Okay.
And if they decline.
To form one.
To form a new one.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't hear a first or second on the amendment, though. I just heard a vote.
I'm not hearing most of this. And the way I see people leaning toward the board, it seems like a lot of us aren't hearing
we'll be
a lot of the discussion.
Was there we apologize for that. Usually my voice is heard three blocks down the road, but
they just voted on the amendment to the motion. Now they got to vote on the amended motion.
Staffing issues,
there wasn't as far a first or second
chambers and their microphones and that.
Original motion.
We had to hold the meeting here. Again,
so getting this information out is pretty important for if we've got these particular group that have pieces of information,
right.
You know, that would be very helpful to the community.
So the good news is that we have audio recording and video recording. Carl's doing that, both of which I understand Nathan will be, after processing, put on our website. Is that true, sir?
We will put the audio on the website.
Well, I don't know if the audio is...
What's that?
If we are able, we'll put the audio on the website. We have for the last two times that we've done this.
And the video, we have to...
you have to process it.
Process it,
right.
Because you have to shrink it.
I don't know if that would be up to date on the video.
They're just too large to put on the website.
Yeah, but at least DT, the audio part would be available. I know it's not as good as live streaming. Again, you typically hold your meetings over county council chambers, but it just wasn't available.
Yeah.
I will work on projecting my voice.
I would appreciate that. Yes. I think the heads are bobbing in assent would agree.
Mm-hmm. So Pam and Nathan.
We have a question on, who first and seconded the amendment to the motion?
We never heard a first.
We didn't hear. We didn't hear who first and seconded the amendment, and then.
I was number one. I was first.
And who was the
and
second?
And then Mark was second.
And I'm sorry, but could we have the amendment read?
Mm-hmm. So, and you have not voted on the amended motion.
No, we did.
Yet,
yes,
right?
Did.
You did. Okay. Well, we also don't have. When you talk too fast on the first and seconds, and you can't get that. So to be clear, the amended motion is to have the White Paper Committee be the Community Advisory Committee for this study.
If they consent.
Yeah, to be asked.
And if they do not consent to do that, then you want to form a new advisory committee, mm-hmm. community advisory committee.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Could you let us know who is the White Paper Committee?
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, who are the members?
We have Chief Jerry Martin, we have Bob Jarman, Michael Edwards, and myself, Scott Williams, who's the fire chief on Orcas, and we have Jim Giglione from Lopez.
That's all well and good, but that's not disseminated.
Right. It's not disseminated. Well, this is the
so
first time.
So nobody knows except perhaps those persons who are on the group.
So it's a study.
Okay, but it needs to be disseminated, and we have much better input, probably.
Well, it's a citizen study group, and it was not formed as a subcommittee of any government organization. So now we're at a point of progress in this investigation that it makes sense to bring forward that experience and to use that group as a resource tool for this potential integration.
Well, is that going to be disseminated still? People need to know, you know, the group that's doing the work, it's fine, you know, and they're probably generating a lot of input that we need. But if it's not going to be disseminated, where most people are going to see it?
Yes. Well, I think that's part and parcel of their duty as an advisor, a citizens advisory committee, is to make it known. And matter of fact, Annalisa brought that up to my attention here a couple weeks ago about, hey, you had these small groups and there are no notes and minutes and this and that, and I generated some and made them available to all the folks here. That's what we should be doing and moving forward. So your comment is well taken, DT.
Okay,
we agree.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What I just heard was a list of names that is public officials, and the vast majority of those are the same officials who would be making the decision on this. I don't see a public advisory committee there. It's the public officials.
Once again, it's a study group of subject matter experts.
Well, then why not?
I thought there were more members to that group as well.
So, Weishan, what a question.
Well, I was just going to say, it seems like when, in the past, when we've formed groups that are really successful, is to have anyone that's interested contact the district superintendent, or, depending on what it is, the chief, and then take that list of names and try and get a broad spectrum of community members so that you have lots of people able to disseminate that information so that the whole community feels like they have had input and are involved. And so I might suggest that just to you've got that group that's a core group, but to expand that group and take some community members. And it just seems like when you're doing something like that, the more people that you have that are knowledgeable that can speak on the subject to people when they have questions, the better everybody's informed.
Absolutely.
So we're probably talking about beginning with the local newspaper.
I'm sorry, DT.
I said we're probably talking about wider dissemination. We could start with the local newspaper.
Well, I always think so. I see, a couple of reporters here. I imagine they're going to report the proceedings tonight.
They haven't said anything.
Well, they haven't yet. And, these will be open discussions, and so the reporters as well as the community will be invited. If they choose to disseminate it, we can encourage them to disseminate, because I think that's an important component. And fortunately, going forward, this stuff will be videotaped, so people at home can live stream. It'll be good. Yes, sir.
But alternatively, why not just open all of the sessions to the public as work sessions, where the public's not invited to participate, but can observe and listen to the discussion?
Well, I think that's a step in the wrong direction. Frankly, work sessions bother me because they have been in recent times closed to any sort of discourse between the folks in the audience and the board.
You can choose to do that, but you can also set them up so you can have the kind of discussion
Absolutely.
You would have. But let the public who's going to be affected by this listen.
Yeah, or
I don't understand it.
Or render an opinion. I agree with that. Yes. Jack.
Well, don't normally jump in, but it sounds to me like you had a rather informal operation going here originally, but you just made it formal. You just had a vote, and you have appointed a group. So, as Mr. Grout says, you've got different obligations now. You may have had them before, actually, but you certainly have them now. So your advisory group is going to report to you, even though some of you are you, and it has to be open to the public. Mm-hmm. And that group can determine their rules of operation and decide if they want to have a period of public input, which certainly they should, ideally in the beginning, and then at the end, so they can call in on whatever actions they took, which are not binding, but will be forwarded to you. that would be something you really do need to be careful about.
Yeah. And that's the way I see it too, Jack. Because speaking for myself, not the board. Any other comments? Okay, next order of business.
Michael, can I just make a quick comment?
Yes, sir.
Bob. Did you guys vote to meet with the fire district board?
We did.
Can I just make a quick statement?
Yes, sir.
I wrote down the statement so I'd be brief and to the point.
Good.
So I presented the information to my fire commissioners last meeting. The goal of our current discussions is to provide the best quality fire protection and EMS service to the districts and residents. This might be achieved by conducting a vote that results in one agency and provides fire and EMS services and is funded by a single permanent tax levy. The levy should be approximately equal to the fire and EMS levies. As part of the process, the fire department would need to annex the town of Friday Harbor so the tax collectors and services provided are consistent across the district. Pretty much all of it in our meeting notes as well. The fire district's board of commissioners has not taken any formal position on any of the multiple paths forward available to either agencies. The board continues to research and considers all options that ensure the highest quality of service to our districts. So with that being said, I would like to schedule a meeting between our two boards as soon as possible, have Brad work with Pam to come up with a date, and I think that we can move ahead and get out in front of the public. Thank you, Mr. President.
Commissioner Drummond. Brad, do you have any comments, sir?
No, sir.
Scargy?
Commissioner Jarman spoken for the district. Thank you.
Very good. So the next order of business is
Michael. But with regard to Bill Williams' resignation, it leaves a vacancy on the committee that was designated by this board to investigate the Fire District 3 potential merger with EMS. So in his absence, we need to have another commissioner step forward, and I'd like to do that. Would you like a motion?
Yes. We're motion to death, but that's a problem.
Okay, well, I'm so moved that I participate in those discussions.
Okay. And you're one of the original members of the white paper, is that true, sir?
One, yes.
Okay. So I second that motion. Discussion? And Elisa? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. And the next meeting, Mark, is tomorrow at 1:30.
Okay.
Are we going to have that at Fire Station 2, Mr. Jarman? Chief, are you tied up upstairs tomorrow?
No. We're checking the calendar.
Why don't we have it upstairs, Bob, like we've done it most times?
We can do that.
Yeah, because we're over. Okay, upstairs
we'll
here.
Upstairs.
EMS, very good, sir.
I look forward to seeing the minutes.
I try to pawn them off on Brad because he does a pretty good job, but they will happen, I will tell you that.
All right, is this an open public meeting? Shouldn't you announce it?
It's not an open public.
No, this is one of the ad hoc meetings, probably the final of those, as we've had that I talked about in times prior. Okay, any other comments, questions? Next order of business is election of 2018 officers. I'm open to nominations.
A question about that. Can we do that with just three of us present?
Yes, it's a quorum.
Three is a quorum.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you all have to...
Well, it has to be a unanimous vote.
Yeah, it has to be a unanimous vote because okay. You have to have three.
So typically the first position is that of chairperson. Are your nominations?
Yeah, it's true now as it was 2 years ago. We need a chairman who can work with EMS and rebuild relationships. Physician dentist Michael Edwards has proved his excellence in board leadership. At this time of stress, it is essential that we return him to the board chair position. Moreover, Dr. Michael Edwards is on the White Paper Committee that has been studying the integration of EMS and Fire District 3. Now more than ever, we need Dr. Edwards to be the chair of the PhD. Therefore, to honor the longstanding and outstanding service of Dr. Edwards, I nominate him, by far and overwhelmingly our best candidate, to serve our district's residents as chairman of the PhD board for 2018.
I accept. Thank you, sir. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Did you vote?
He didn't.
Yes, I voted. My voice, like I said, usually carries 3 blocks, so.
So, to be clear, all 3 voted yes?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So, the next position is that of secretary, I call him financial overseer. Pam has a different phraseology, but she'll correct me, I'm sure.
The secretary financial advisor.
Okay. So, prior to this meeting, Commissioner Williams nominated Annalisa for that position. He's no longer with us, and so I just got permission from Pam to be able to nominate you myself, so I do so, if you so accept. Good. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Okay, the next order of business is the annual review of the San Juan County PhD Commissioner's Code of Ethics. So I call for comments in that regard. I have no personal changes in mind. I think it's well crafted. It's revisitable at any time. You know, we're not beholden to having the first and last opinion for 2018 rendered tonight. I must admit just personally that, you know, it's a long-winded document, and I might down the road have some suggested changes for the board to consider, but right now I do not. Annalisa, your comments, ma'am.
I don't have any. Thank you.
Mark?
Ready to vote.
Okay. Call for the vote.
I call for the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
And that is, it stands as currently written.
And you said aye as well.
I certainly did.
Okay.
And I'll say it twice next time, so Pam can.
And also, the annual review is to, each member of the board needs to read the Code of Ethics and give me the signature page.
And do you have a copy so we can make sure it's done tonight?
It is in your board packets.
All your packets.
And Annalisa has already done hers for.
I gave you mine as well.
Yeah, and Mark, you gave me yours.
The signature page should be one page because.
Yeah, it's on the back of your Code of Ethics.
Excellent. Okay, the next order of business is Resolution 18-479-er, and Pam's going to explain what that's all about.
Okay, the state auditors have required that there be a primary auditing officer and an alternate auditing officer. We had previously passed resolutions in 2016 for the positions. Resolution 18479 is for the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1. The primary auditing officer was Jerry Martin, Chief Jerry Martin, and the secondary officer was Kim Herkenkall of the county. Kim Herkenkall has moved on to a different position, so we need to replace her as the secondary official. The person that took her position is Jill Jacobs. So I am replacing Kim with Jill Jacobs to be the secondary auditing officer. At the time this resolution was made, I was under the assumption that Chief Martin would be leaving on January 31st, and there would be an interim chief. So I wasn't quite sure how it would go. I checked with the auditor's office, so I put that the primary auditing officer should be the SJI EMS interim chief or chief would be designated as the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 primary auditing officer. And the county did give me permission to just use the title. So whoever holds that office is the one that's going to approve San Juan County's primary approval first. And then Jill Jacobs will be the secondary if that person is not available to approve warrants and things for the county. So that is the story behind the new resolution 18479.
So I call for a motion to approve resolution 18-479.
So moved.
Discussion.
We need a second.
Oh, that's fatigue setting in.
I understand.
Okay, now discussion. I have none.
None.
Lisa?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And the last order of business is resolution 18-480.
Yeah. Okay, and it's similar for San Juan Island EMS. They also need a primary auditing officer and a secondary auditing officer. In the original resolution, I am listed as the secondary auditing officer for San Juan Island EMS. I would continue to be that secondary person and the primary person. I also got permission from the county to just put a title for it to be interim SJI EMS chief or chief to be designated as San Juan Island EMS primary auditing officer.
Thank you, Pam. Call for motion.
Seconded.
Very good. Discussion?
None.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Pam. That was the last agenda item, and so I hereby adjourn this meeting.
Say, excuse me, before we adjourn, we have an open board position, and I would like to invite the community to submit CVs and letters of interest if they desire to fill the vacancy.
And submit those to Pam.
To Pam, and say a two-week, 2 weeks is a conventional timeline.
I'm sorry, Mark, that actually was going to be brought up by Pam from the get-go, and it just got left behind. But that is our tradition to ask for written letters of interest submission as well as CVs in a two-week opportunity as advertised in the newspapers and advertised and announced on our website. And then those individuals will be asked to confer with the board in person, tell the board who they are, what they're all about, and then the board, then at that meeting, will make a decision on who they feel is the best candidate to fill that position. I anticipate that happening at the next regular session board meeting. So, thank you, sir, for bringing that up. So, I presume that's okay with the board, is it? Lisa, Mark, certainly is with me. Thank you. So now I adjourn this meeting. Thank you so much for your time.